The Alaska State Museums are set to receive the National Medal for Museum and Library Service in Washington, D.C. next week. It's the highest recognition of its kind. The director of a new cultural heritage center in Klukwan is part of the group receiving the award in the nation's capital. The Chilkat Kwan Cultural Heritage Center opened in the Chilkat Indian village of Klukwan last spring. Here's Executive Director Lonnie Hotch on a tour of the museum.
We do the hooligan fishing in the spring, and so there's photos showing that process, catching the hooligan and fermenting them.
Hotch says they got a lot of help from the Alaska State Museums as the cultural center was being developed.
We couldn't have done it without them.
She says the state museums helped in a number of different ways.
They helped us get our, museum organizational stuff put together. They taught us some basic skills for handling artifacts and things, and we learned how to properly clean and handle them.
They even helped with the design of the building itself.
I sent the architect down to Juneau to meet with the museum folks so that they could have some input on the design to make sure that it would work, as a museum facility.
The Heritage Center houses some of the most renowned pieces of Northwest Coast art, the Whale House Collection. Hotch says the state museums aided with documentation and conservation work of some of those art pieces. Hotch is attending the National Medal Awards ceremony as a community representative. Patience Fredrickson will also be there to accept the award. She's the director of the Division of Libraries, Archives, and Museums at the Alaska Department of Education.
It's a huge honor to get this. For us, it feels like it is a validation of work that the state museums, the one in Juneau and the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, have been doing for many, many years.
The museums in Juneau and Sitka are the only two state museums in Alaska. But they also do outreach and provide development resources to museums throughout the state. Fredrickson says having Hotch at the ceremony is representative of that aspect of the organization's mission.
Most museums, when they go, they bring a member of their community, of their town, that has used the museum a lot. In our case, our community is all of Alaska. So having Lonnie come is really great. Another large community that we serve are Alaska Natives, and to have somebody who's from a museum that is Alaska Native sort of doubles up on the two types of communities that we do serve. And she represents both of those communities very well.
10 libraries and museums from across the country are receiving the national recognition. The award ceremony will be held at the National Archives Museum on Monday, July 17th. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.